Don't you wake up many mornings and say, gosh, man, I did it again. Folks, how do you and I not battle against the flesh?
Welcome to The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilson, well-known author and evangelist, and today's message, How to Please God. The Encouraging Word. It's an exciting time in studying God's Word with the book of Philippians, and this concept of pleasing God, I know in my own life, I've been a man-pleaser too many times. Let us call out each other to be God-pleasers first and foremost. As we do this, we want you to know that we're available for you. Maybe we need to pray a word of encouragement over you today. We have friends ready to do that right now at 866-899-WORD. I pray you jot it down or put it in your phone. You may not need it now, but 24 hours a day, we stand ready to take your call at 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect. Or online at theencouragingword.org. Now today's message, How to Please God with Dr. Don Wilson on The Encouraging Word. The
Encouraging Word. Bow your heads with me this morning. Father, how sweet it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal. And how deeply we have been blessed today as we gather here like this, as we worship you, as thousands gather around the Word of God. And Father, we are so mindful today that there are thousands upon thousands of people who just want to know how to know God. Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts as we open the Word. May your power be made manifest in our lives. And Father, today we're going to pray for people everywhere who desperately need to give their hearts and lives to you, who need to know that they are forgiven of their sin and have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Speak to us. And Father, for just a moment, I want to pray. Take personal privilege to pray for somebody right now, worshiping, looking for that heavy heart, that burdened heart, that anxious heart. The name of the Lord Jesus, together with Christian people everywhere, I pray for that person. And Father, we expect today that you're going to speak to us like never before, that lives are going to be radically transformed, that people will never be the same again because of the one about whom we speak, the one who lives in our hearts, the one who by the power of God was raised from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray these things. Amen. Get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. Today we're diving into it, the beginning of some of the most cataclysmic, awesome events that you and I can possibly even conceive. What does God's Word teach us? What's going on today? Is it possible that Jesus is about to return? Now, the bottom line is, are you and I ready? Do you know the Lord Jesus? Now, folks, I'm going to invite you to open your Bibles this morning to the book of Philippians. And we're going to be in chapter 3. Our theme for several months has been quite simple and yet most profound: the real secret. I think we could all agree today that most people want to know what the real secret to life is. Really is. Now, could we be perfectly frank, open, and honest with one another today? All right, watch this. Life is not everything it's supposed to be. Now, yesterday I was privileged to officiate at a most beautiful wedding right here in the sanctuary. Just magnificent. What a grand celebration. And the couple are off on their honeymoon. Life is wonderful. So can I say this now that the wedding is over? Life can also be not all that wonderful. And when Paul writes to these people at Philippi, I really believe at the bottom issue is he is giving to them the real secret. He's telling people that there is an answer to life. And today, folks, I'm going to be looking at one question. How to know God. All right, and the survey says, why don't we do this? Let's conduct a public opinion poll in these United States of America. And let's take the average consensus of opinion. How do you come to the point at which you can say, I know God? And what does that mean? And by the way, who is God anyway? We've got people here today from all around the world. They'll tell you probably 1,000 different opinions about who God is from cultural perspectives, from national perspectives, from religious perspectives. But here in these United States of America, this diverse nation of landed immigrants, this nation of compromise and tolerance, this nation in which the First Amendment means that it doesn't matter who or what I believe, I have a right to do whatever it is that I feel I need to do. How do you know God? By definition, I want you to know that I'm talking about the God of our fathers. Yes, if you were to open your Old Testament, I'm talking about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And when I talk about the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, in light of what the Bible teaches me and what I know to be true, I am talking about none other than the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Because God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, through the Lord Jesus Christ, might believe and might be saved. That's why Paul put it like this. He said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that word Lord there literally means that he alone is God, and then you believe in your heart that God, by his power, raised this Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. That's how you know God. My dear friend and brother, Dr. Billy Graham, wrote a book entitled How to Have Peace with God. Actually, I'm asking the same question. But you know, I didn't ask it. Paul asked that question. Let's look at it together in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. I'm just going to read the first part of the verse. That's all. I want you to remember this today because this is exciting news. Paul said this, I want to know Christ. Are you searching for meaning in life? Just listen to funeral services, folks. You been to a funeral service lately? Where the deceased is someone who evidently did not have a personal relationship with the Lord. And just listen to what even clergymen say about what it means to know God. There's mass confusion. I was born in Africa. My mother and father, fine people. Many of you know them. But my mother and father were far from God. In our home as young boys, well, we had a father who was well connected, great athlete, could do just about anything, highly qualified, popular, champion athletics. But he didn't know God. He had no personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And he had a big hole in his heart and life. It was actually rather strange, really. And I know one ought never to say this about one's mother. But goodness me, my mother was a knockout. I mean, she was one beautiful girl. I've seen the pictures. She still is. I love her to bits. But you know, in that kind of way, I can understand my dad falling off his motorbike when he met her. You would have thought that my father was a complete person because he married a beautiful lady and he had three magnificent sons. The middle one was just adorable. But you know, Dad had a hole in his heart. And then one day, it all changed.
And what a powerful man of God Dr. Wilton's father became. Brother John Wilton, a life-changing instrument of the gospel.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to the Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support the Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD.
And now the conclusion of today's message, How to Please God with Dr. Wilton, reminding you we're still available 24/7 at 866-899-WORD.
My father's life and my mother's life and my brother's lives and my son's lives and my daughter's life and my nephews and my nieces' lives and friends and family members and associates all around the world, lives just began to change because my father came to know God. He was no different from you. He had everything and yet he had nothing. In his world in that day, you would have thought by looking at him that there was nothing else that this man needed. But there was one thing missing. God. You take God out of your life, you can be a multimillionaire and die miserable. You take God out of your marriage, you're on your own. Paul said, I want to know Christ. Today we're living in a world of massive influence. And we're rubbing shoulders with one another. And there is a frantic search going on in America to be in the right place at the right time. And to be properly connected. And to have your name on a resume. And to be able to die amidst all the accolades of what we do and what we don't do. But God's word tells us that without Jesus, we're nothing. Paul said in verse 10, I want to know Christ. I just want to tell you today how to know God. Three things the Lord has put in my heart. Number one, listen to your heart. In Romans 10, chapter 9, verse 9, Paul says something about the heart. He said, it is with your heart that you confess that Jesus is Lord. Let me tell you what happened to a great Methodist man of God by the name of John Wesley. Oh, he had heard it all. I mean, he had ridden on the sea with people who were deeply spiritual. I dare say that Mr. Wesley could have quoted scripture just like me, but he didn't know God. He got back to Aldersgate in England, and we know those words. He recorded them for us. This mighty man of God, this great Methodist missionary and preacher, this man who influenced so many, who was willing to give up his life, this man who, when he died, nothing could be said about him excepting Jesus Christ. This is what he said. My heart was strangely warmed. That's how you come to know God. Listen to your heart. Now, I want to tell you why you need to listen to your heart. Folks, watch this. Listen. Please understand this today. As your pastor, I beg of you, listen to this. The Spirit of God is the one who draws your attention to God. You might say to me today, well, what does that mean? I don't know, but Jesus said, the wind blows where it wants to. You don't understand where it comes from or how it gets there, but you know it. You want to be born again, he said to Nicodemus. Well, Nicodemus, of course, goodness me, there was a man now. I mean, he was head of the mission agency. This man had all the qualifications. I mean, he was seminary trained. He had a PhD just like me. Jesus looked at him and said to him, you must be born again. You need to come into a personal relationship with God in and through me, the Lord Jesus Christ. How does that happen? How do you know God? Listen to your heart. When you come to know Jesus Christ, my friend, you are responding to the love of God in Christ Jesus. He is making himself known to you, and you know it. You might say to me today, Pastor, would you please try and define it? I can't define that knocking at your heart's door, but I can define mine. I remember it as a boy in Zululand, so far away it seemed like today from the real world and civilization. I just knew. something in my heart, there was an almost, it's like an uneasiness. I sort of describe it like butterflies in your tummy, you know? There's just a kind of a disturbance. It's like when you go to church on Sunday and the preacher gets up and it's kind of like you don't know whether you're happy or sad, whether you're up or whether you're down, whether you want to get up and leave you, but just deep down there's just this constant nagging that goes on. That's God by His Spirit speaking to you. And folks, some of you had better take notice. Do you know why your pastor says that to you? Because you can sin away your day of grace. There will come a time when God's Spirit, watch this, will no longer strive with you. You'll become like a brick. Your heart will get so hardened. You're going to say, Pastor, define. That's what the Bible tells us. Some today you might be looking at me and you from when you were two bricks and a ticky high, you've been saying, no, 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 no. I pray because I love you so much that God, let me tell you folks, my most fervent prayer for you as your pastor is that the Lord Jesus would keep on and keep on, your heart would keep on pounding and keep on pounding, that God will never leave you. I believe it. I believe that God is going to pour out His grace upon you, but watch out. Some of you are messing with God. You're hiding behind your riches and your motor cars and your busyness and your troubles and your depression and your hurt and life itself, and life is so tough and your mind is so cluttered, and week by week goes by and you say, well, at least I got through another one of those church services. Listen to your heart. Number two, look to Jesus. That's the second thing you must do in order to be saved, to know God. Look to Jesus. Earlier in our study, Philippians chapter 2, you'll remember verse 9. Philippians 2, verse 9. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess in heaven and on earth that Jesus Christ alone is Lord. Jesus put it like this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Look to Jesus. Listen to your heart, because the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Look to Jesus, because He is the only begotten of the Father. He is the one who came and laid down His life so that you and I can have life, so that we can be forgiven of our sin. And number three, lay aside all your arguments. Lay aside all your arguments. Just lay them aside. That's what Paul was saying in Ephesians chapter 2. He said, it is by grace through faith that you are saved. Not of yourself, not of your works, not of your capability, not of your capacity, not because of your brilliance or because of what you have or you don't have. Lay aside your arguments. Just lay them aside. Stop trying to fight against God. Stop trying to philosophize. Stop trying to look for religion. Folks, Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship. That's why I'm so happy to tell you today that what Jesus has done for me, He will do the same thing for you. That's why I want to invite you to give your heart to Jesus. Listen to your heart. Look to Jesus. Lay aside all arguments. That's why I love that song. In fact, we're going to sing it. Steve, come on up here. We're going to sing an incredible song today. Just as I am, without one plea. Did you hear that? Just as I am, without one plea. But that Thy blood was shed for me, and that thou would bidst me. There it is. It's just like a rapping. But you, Lord, you are beckoning me to come to you. O Lamb of God, I come. I got to say that again, Steve. That whole bit. Just as I am. Without one plea. So what can I bring today? All right, if I was coming as a person, Steve, I think I could say, listen, I want to tell you something, my friend. You know, I've been a good person. I support, you know, a good mission cause. I've started a charity. By the way, I haven't done it. I'm just using this as an illustration. So you don't need to apply to my charity right now. I've started a charity. You know, I belong to a church. I preach messages. I you know what I'm saying, folks? And these things are so great, wonderful. That's why we do so much of this. That's why we have helping ministry centers as we do in our church. That's why we have great, great, wonderful work going on. Wonderful. But none of those mean that you know God. None of them. Just as I am, without one plea, no argument, no more debate, but that thy blood, it's all about Jesus, was shed for me. And that you, Lord, would beckon me. That little word, bidst, I like that. That's a good old, jolly good English word, bidst. That you beckon me. You are calling me. You are knocking at my heart's door. I'm listening to my heart. You, Lord Jesus, I'm going to lay aside all arguments. O Lamb of God, I come. Would you give your heart to Jesus?
Is that you? Are you ready to come to Christ? He's using this radio station and this broadcast and the message of Dr. Wilton all in harmony to say that he loves you and it's time to come home. We'd love to pray with you. Opening your heart to Christ is the most important decision you can ever make. It changed my life and I knew about Jesus a long time before I knew him. But knowing him, it makes all the difference in the world. We'd love to pray you through and give you some free resources that'll help you get started on your walk with Christ or maybe your return home to Jesus. Just let us know. 866-899-WORD is the number. That's 866-899-9673. It connects you to our team ready 24 hours a day to talk, to pray, to connect you with some free resources. Again, that's 866-899-WORD. Or you can visit us online at theencouragingword.org. We really would love to connect with you and hope you'll join us again for the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton right here on The Encouraging Word.